I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto is officially launching Asian Heritage Month. Today, Toronto Mayor John Tory addressed the media, commemorating the month.
Hello, Mayor John Tory here, extending my warmest wishes to all as we celebrate Asian Heritage Month. It's a month where we recognize the profound contributions of Asian Canadians, showcasing the rich culture and renowned, illustrious histories of all of the Asian communities that call Toronto home. Asian Canadians have brought tremendous vibrancy and growth and prosperity to our city, strengthening our economic and social and cultural fabrics all at the same time. And it's important to recognize the vast breadth of diversity among and within the Asian and South Asian cultures themselves. Accounting for over 30 countries from Japan to India to Mongolia to Armenia to Afghanistan to Lebanon, Asian Heritage Month is really a celebration of that rich array of cultures and nationalities.
As more anti-Asian acts saw a rise in North America during the COVID-19 pandemic, Tory reaffirmed Toronto's stance against them and the need to find bridges and connections with all cultures. Notable crimes against Asian individuals include a woman being pushed onto the tracks on the TTC, as well as several other high-profile cases against Asians in New York City recently.
And this year, Asian Heritage Month is of pronounced importance as we work to combat anti-Asian racism in our city. Acts of hate and discrimination have absolutely no place in our city, period. We must stand firm in total rejection of any act or sentiment or slur of this kind. And while we did see a rise in hate towards the East Asian communities through the pandemic, I recognize that this is far from a new or novel issue, and it stretches much further back and touches all Asian communities in our city. I'm expecting a report shortly from a group I established from within the Asian communities to help the city deal more effectively with anti-Asian racism. I am firmly committed to doing everything in my power, working with the council and the entire city government, to ensure that Toronto is a model city where everyone is respected and treated with dignity. And I won't rest until Torontonians, no matter their background, can feel accepted and supported and embraced in our city. This is a reflection of our foundational values on which there can be no compromising. I hope that this month we can find meaningful ways to create bridges and transcend differences by learning more about Asian cultures, because there is so much to celebrate this month for all Torontonians, not just those of Asian background. Events, festivals, learning about the histories, the cultures, and the cuisines of your Asian Canadian neighbors. So happy Asian Heritage Month, Toronto. Thank you.
In terms of city festivities, they include a film series of Asian classics at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, concerts hosted by the Toronto Public Library, and several other food festivals. Across social media, sports teams, including the Toronto Maple Leafs, will launch a weekly series highlighting Asian individuals within the organization. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.